God, let me just kiss it. Hold on. Oh, thank God. Back in Studio A. I missed you. Main studio out of that B studio. Back in the warm, wide open Studio A, where it's nice and big and the chairs are still too high. I have to do this show sitting on two egg crates. Like a friggin' egg. Jesus, they said they were gonna use some marathon money to get Bucci a new chair. And they did. They said, oh, we did. And they came to me and it was a third egg crate. Which is still too high. I'm gonna get a nosebleed doing this show. Another nosebleed. Like an aside from my usual nosebleed. Oh, hey. It's Bucci.
Bucci.
Hey, everyone. Can't believe I have to do a show, but I do. So I want to start out real fast by saying thank you for supporting this show and WFMU. All the people on the comments board and the chat, thanks very much for those people who pledged and everyone else who did. It seriously does. Thank you very much.
I love you.
Okay, well, let's not go crazy. But yes, basically, thanks.
Thanks.
And I feel it's right to thank everyone. Station manager Ked said, Ken. Is it Ked or Ken? Station manager Ken said, we have their money. No need to thank anyone anymore. And he laughed and laughed. But I stood up and I said, Ken.
Is that the end of the song? Is that the end of the thank you?
Well, that's fine. Just bring this up. Always got music under me. Which is a Bucci adage. First
Bucci
one, post-marathon.
Adage.
But yeah, Ken said, no way to thank you, cursed. And I said, Ken, no, we do have to thank people. They really came through for us. I think it might be the most people pledged or the fastest number of, you know, we reached our goal or something. It was very, very, felt very monumental. Felt monumental doing it and then later bathing in it. Capital I, capital T. So do thank you. And plus, people still need to pay their pledges. So we need to keep them happy, placated. So look out for your bill coming shortly If you pledged and you didn't get a bill yet, it should be coming shortly, so pay that. And then the swag, all the swag, the wonderful, I don't have the thing, but that, you know, the list of the t-shirts and the hats and the pirate cruise, the scarf, all that will be coming very shortly, as well as the Bucci Premium, the t-shirt, the coolest t-shirt that is being made. I don't know how many people got shirts yet, but I'm sure the printing costs are going to crush me to death. I'm going to have to start gambling on Hi-Li again to get that money to fund the printing costs of this shirt. So also thank you to my two fantastic co-hosts for the period. That would have been Michelle with one L and Alan also with one L. They were so good. They kept me. It was super fun doing it, doing the shows with them. And also co-hosting all the great people I met. Co-hosting are the relationships that I solidified, and I got a promise. You do like say, tell me right now, do you like me or not? And I got that promise several different times over the course of 2 weeks that I made people promise.
Promise. Bucci.
That you like me. And they did. So thank you for all those friends, the friendships I made and I forced people to make along the way. And also all the volunteers and the people in the phone rooms and the people who cooked and the people who just listened to this show who I met. That was also very nice. A little nerve-wracking, but nice. And then, I forgot to crack a can of Celebration and just a Canada Dry ginger ale. Half Celebration, half ginger ale. And then we did, what did we do? Oh yeah, the Hoof and Mouth. That was on Sunday, which is the Hoof and Mouth Symphonia, which is the party the WFMU throws to celebrate the end of the marathon. If you're not familiar with it, all the WFMU DJs do live band karaoke with a band led by band leader Scott Williams, and it's fantastic. You could go on the website over there, wfmu.org/pledge, maybe not the pledge part, and see a videos of all that. And you should, because the DJs brought it this year. Oh my God. I don't want to single anyone out, because I'm sure to miss someone, but it was really good. There were some really great songs. So that is off now. That's done. That section of the show is over. And now a different section of the show begins. Oh! Man, I gotta like update the playlist, everything. There we go. The other thing that I kind of went through, and many people went through this past couple of days, was the wedding of Stashu and our own WFMU's own Stashu and Chuck Amuck. The wedding of at least the last couple of years. They got married during Stashu's show, Dance With Me Stanley, 6 to 7 p.m. They got married in that window last Friday. It was crazy. So great. What a wedding. And the station was filled with families. Like, I met like grandfathers and grandmothers and dads and aunts. And I, you know, I told them all about Bucci. Of course. And also wished them, you know, I also congratulated them. volunteers, Tom and Julia, super volunteers. Tom and Julia made a whole table of food for the wedding. The bride was DJing the wedding. Even though she was getting married, she still had the show to do. So she was DJing and getting married simultaneously. Never saw that before. And it was romantic, but it was also soliciting money. So that was weird. There was this money element tied up in this, kind of transactional kind of element tied up in this wedding. Also, all the money and the love were all mixed up. The more romantic the show got, the more money came in. And then the more money came in, the more romantic it got. And the creator of the TV show Monk was there. And it was all being streamed for the web. Station manager Ken gave the bride away. It's nuts. And then, for reasons I don't quite remember, I ended up in a ball pit, an inflatable kiddie pool filled with balls. The pool looked like a hamburger, in case you're interested. The balls were tomato red. And I'm, people in the chat over there at WFMU.org are saying, all kiddie pools look like hamburgers, you idiot. They're both round. Nice. Chat doesn't give you an inch. Not even 1 inch back from the marathon. They're already on me. Yes. Kiddie pools are round like hamburgers. I know Bucci. That. Everybody knows that.
Adage.
But I meant the pool was designed to look like a hamburger. The side of the pool, there was lettuce and meat design in the... Look, I don't know. Go to Firefox and look up Burger Kitty Pool. You're going to find it. Anyway, there was Bucci. Their wedding is raging on in all sorts of different floors of this station. Can't remember the name of the station. And there was Bucci sitting in that kiddie pool... That ball pool, ball pit, I don't know what it was called, in the record library, all alone, wearing a bucket hat made out of an IKEA bag. And people were, everywhere else on the station, people were partying and laughing and taking photos of each other. And there I was, just alone in a kiddie pool. It was an interesting moment for...
Bucci.
For Bucci. But then, all of a sudden, bang!
Bang! Bang! Bang!
Trust Bucci.
The groom came into the studio, to the record library. Just burst in and got in the ball pit with me. Again, I forgot why. And there was a camera crew behind him, 3 or 4 cameras and a photographer, because it was, again, always be all streaming. Simultaneously, this show, this wedding and polka show were being streamed, so all these cameras are flickering around me like I was Timothy Olyphant, for Pete's sake. You know, snapping pics, like, look at me, Bucci, look here, right here, baby. You know, there we go. And then there, in front of everyone, I humiliated myself in the kiddie pool. I think I reverted to the last time I was in a kiddie pool. Like, this kid mind came over me. And I just started rolling around in the ball pit, tossing balls around, you know, pretending to eat a ball like an apple. I later discovered that Susie Hot Rod's dog had been in the kiddie pool before me. That's fine. Also, I lost my wallet in the ball pit. So, if anyone, I don't know, sees a wallet in a ball pit, Bucci@WFMU.org, or hit me up on Instagram, Bucci Nights. But so, I don't know, man. It was just like, I was in this thing with Chuckamuck in the ball pit, very small. He's very tall. I'm also very tall. So it was two very tall people in the ball pit. And and surrounded by cameras. And so, like, but what I did do is I used this time to give the groom some advice. Some advice. As a person who's been married for almost 2 years, I wanted to tell him the secret to being married for almost 2 years. So I said, hey, look, Chuck, this is great. Great. This is a wonderful event you got going here. Unique. It's perfect for you. Perfect for Stashu. You'll never forget it. Your guests will never forget it. You're doing a great thing here. And I said, Chuck, look, I know this feeling that you're experiencing right now. Because my wife, recent wife, and I, we also had a sort of an unusual wedding.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-buche.
You know, I mean, the ceremony itself was straightforward, but we were married by a giant inflatable arm flailing man. We literally were. We bought it on Amazon and invested that thing with powers so we could legally marry people. This is in Rhode Island where you can get married via text, so it wasn't that hard. And, you know, it was the inflatable man was hidden away. It was deflated. But then when it came time for us to be pronounced man and wife, we hit a little secret button, and it popped up and started, you know, flailing. Flailing around. You've seen him. You know, behind us, just going. And let me tell you, people weren't expecting that. They didn't see that coming. And when that, I almost swore, flailing man began to actually speak, people started screaming. It was, my mother stood up and said, what the curse word, Bucci? Because it was going, you know, it wasn't actually talking. The inflatable, wacky inflatable arm flailing things can't speak to you. But we did. We put a little speaker in it, and then my uncle was backstage on mic doing the voice. So the wackiness of the inflatable man combined with the sort of dry, deadpan voice of my uncle was pretty weird. He's just like, Hey, I now pronounce you man and wife. You know, as if going. Yeah, you may kiss. And so I took my, you know, soon to be wife's hand. You know, kiss me in the shadow of the wacky inflatable arm flailing man. I told her. And she did. Our first kiss. Not figuratively. So anyway, going back, what I told Chuck Amok in the ball pit was, it wasn't a lecture, really. It was just some advice.
Trust.
And I told him, look, this is a great moment. It's a crazy moment. I don't even know your real last name, but here I am in this ball pit with you. You know, you're like, you're minutes away from getting married. You're going to be as married as Bucci will ever be. But what I said is this event, this is going to go away. This is going to be gone soon. This moment is going to be gone, babe. It's already half over. We're in the narrow present, you know? The razor-thin present. But the impulses and instincts that led you to plan such a wedding like this weird, wild, unique thing, like hang on to those impulses and keep your marriage in a place of fun and experimentation, freeform radio, stuff like that. The spirit of this wedding, the wedding, it will die. All weddings die. But the spirit of this wedding lives in you both. And I tapped a little red ball against his chest. And I said, use it, use it, use it. Is that a Bucci adage? No? It's one of the wisest things I've ever said, and it's not an adage? I mean, what is even an adage mean?
Bucci adage.
Yeah, so that's what I told him. I said, you know, just remember, okay? And again, I don't know if this advice works past a year and a half. I can only speak to what works in a marriage up till that length of time. You know, maybe after a year and three quarters, it's all about something else, you know? It's all about, you know, liking the same television shows. But it will work. I was kind of bringing things down in the ball pit a little bit at this point. So I'm like, no, it's going to work. You and Stasha are great. Just have fun. Marriage is supposed to be fun and work and cleaning up the kitchen after making a big sandwich. Those are the main thing. And sweeping. That's the other thing. Marriage is also sweeping. So remember, okay? Remember that. That's my advice. And then they got married, and it was great. I just, nothing else. And then right after that, I had to be on the air with Billy Jam, just right back into it. So it's been a slightly draining period of time. Not, I'm sure, for the staff at WFMU, it's even more draining. But, you know, us DJs went through it too. Anyway, that's the past. It's all done. Like I said, that's all past. Now, what about today? Now. Well, like I said, I've had a hard time focusing on the show, what I'm going to do because of the marathon. And, but mainly, because today is St. Joseph's Day. Feast day of St. Joseph. Joseph being the husband of the Virgin Mary, and legal father of Jesus. So this is a big day for Italians, an even bigger day for half Italians who are like overcompensating. And so on St. Joseph's Day, we have a parade. Sometimes there's a small carnival. You eat zeppoli, which are like delicious Italian donuts with the cream. Ugh. And, you know, we keep dry fava beans in our pockets. The fava beans have been blessed by a priest, a good priest, nice priest, not an evil one. We wear red. This is mostly to distinguish this holiday from St. Patrick's, which is obviously pretty close, which is the worst holiday in the world, by the way. I think we can all agree on that. One of the scariest, one of the scariest things that I know of is a bunch of people in St. Patrick's Day gear walking towards you on a sidewalk. It's just so scary. You know you're going to get it. And it all depends. The extent to which you're going to get it is how drunk they are. You know? So, don't get me started on St. Patrick's Day. Because I can say like one more thing about it, which I'm not going to. We're talking about St. Joseph's Day. San Giuseppe.
Giuseppe.
And it's better. It's a better holiday because the food is better. You don't have to get drunk. It's more of a weed-smoking holiday. But, yeah, but and another thing we do on St. Joseph's Day is we go to a stat. You know, it's a statue of Saint Joseph. There's, you know, there's an there's statues and there's altars with him, and we go to a statue of him and we place offerings at his feet or draped on him. And all day people, you know, come in and they put flowers or limes or candles, wine, anything. Medals, you can pin medals like rings or bandanas. You can put a little cool bandana, stick iPods in his ears. Or ear pods. iPods are something else. I guess you could stick iPods in his ears too. It's like an offering of love and labor, sacrifice, what we went through, something like that, and it's kind of like a hope for the new. Good luck and well-being for the coming year. And since this is sort of like the beginning of the new year for WFMU, I have a St. Joseph altar. And this thing has been in my family for a long time. My grandfather actually brought it over from his storage space before leaving forever. So we've had it for a, you know, good amount of time. And it's not, I know religion's not for everybody. It is definitely for me, but it's not for everybody. And so this statue is deconcentrated. That's not, deconcentrated? Anyway, it's not religious anymore. It just means nothing. But what meaning that Bucci
Bucci
imbues in it. Do I have a Bucci imbues drop? I feel like I should. Next time. And so, like, you know, so I keep this in my, it's in my, you know, my house. You know, just in a corner, I put my bucket hats on it 364 days of the year, and I take it out. But then I thought, well, today, you know, I'll take it out. It's on St. Joseph's Day, the show. So what I want to do after the other side of this song I'm going to play in a couple seconds is I have the statue. And again, it's not tied to the Catholic Church. It's just tied to Bucci. And I want you to call up, and the number is... Oh, man, did I forget the number? 201-209-9368. And I want you to call up and give, and just as an put something at the feet of St. Joseph as an offering, as a, you know, a wish for the rest of the year, I should say. Whatever you feel moved to put there. That's what I want to see. And we can cover this dang St. Joseph with all your hopes and dreams. But that's after the break, because everyone's like, okay, where's the music? So we're going to hear a song. What are we going to listen to? I feel like, all right, I know what we're going to listen to. This is a song that we all hear at WFMU, you know, we'll learn. And you will learn, and we all learn, ultimately. It's Cyndi Lauper with Money Changes Everything. Only on WFMU.
Don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is...
Place an offering at the feet of St. Joseph.
So call in with your response now. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. One more time, 201-209-9368. And give Bucci your answer now. Now, back to the music. Music. Music.
Well, who can you trust? I'll say it's just nobody else's money. Money changes everything.
That's right, it does, Cindy. Cindy knows that, for sure. She's different now. That was Cyndi Lauper, Money Changes Everything, off of She's So Unusual. We're taking calls. We have this statue of St. Joseph's. I want you to call in and place something at the feet of St. Joseph. Again, this is not religious. This is just a kind of a symbolic thing that we're doing here on the radio. And we're going to start in right now. Caller Yagabuchi.
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Oh, wow. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you? What's your name?
Jerome.
Oh, hey, Jerome. So what do you want to put? What do you want to put at the feet of my little Saint Joseph, Saint Giuseppe?
Giuseppe. And I'm trying to sort this out.
Okay.
I like fish, and I think Saint Joseph would like fish.
He does.
Does Saint Joseph want? Listen, a grilled fish taco. Or does he want a fried fish sandwich?
That is a very good question. I would say, what's on the taco?
You're going to have some cabbage, crema, a little pickled jalapeno and onion.
Dude, let's put that on there. That sounds way more delicious. You know, what are you going to put, a filet of fish sandwich on this thing? I don't know. It feels like the little bit...
The fried fish is going to be like cod. You know,
yes, I know it's going to be cod. I mean, that is a Bucci adage.
Yeah, it's going to be hot, but crispy. Adage. And if cod is fried good, it's amazing.
Okay, so we're going to do the taco. Do you have the fish taco on you?
Yes.
Okay, good. So here's the statue. Just place it at the feet of Saint Joseph and say the words. Go, Saint Joseph. Do it.
Do I sing Oddling Zang?
No, just this. You have to say this. Repeat after me. He's singing long time. Just put the sandwich on, St. Joseph. Put the taco down. All right?
I put the taco down.
All right.
The
there
down.
We go. Jang Giuseppe. Your wishes come true. Thanks very much, Jerome. Have a great afternoon. Caller Yagabuchi.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Hi. Who's this?
Hello. This is Sophie and Henry.
Hello.
Sophie and Henry.
Yes.
Henry. Which one is Sophie and which one is Henry?
I'm Sophie. And I'm Henry.
Okay, Henry and Sophie. So I have this little St. Joseph statue here, and would you like to add something to as an offering to its bountiful robes, feet?
Yes.
Okay, what do you got?
M&M's. And Skittles.
Wow. M&M's and Skittles. Okay. M&M's and Skittles. Are these just loose? Have these the M&M's like been in your Skittles been in your pocket or are they in packets?
No, they're in packets.
Okay, that's good because if it were just in your hands, I would have said I'm sorry, but we need to have them in a container. All right, so that's good. I'll check that off here. All right, Sophia, first you put the first say the words.
Saint
Joseph, thank you, and then put it at his feet.
Okay, I placed down the Skittles.
That's great. And now let's do the M&Ms, Henry.
Okay.
You gotta say the words though; it means nothing.
Okay.
Saint Joseph, very holy macaroni. Yep. Okay. There you go. Now put it down.
Okay. Put the M&M's down.
That's down. Congratulations. That's great. Thank you so much. What does it mean to you guys? What do you want for the you know the rest of the year? What do these Skittles and M&M's mean to you? Like why the M&M's and Skittles?
A sweet year. Yes.
What a great answer. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Woo. Little. Call Yagabuchi.
Hi, Bucci. It's Franco.
Hey, Franco. How you doing, man? Good to hear from you.
Really good. We're all back to normal, right?
Yeah, I know. Thank the baby, man. Thank the baby.
It's all a bad dream that's behind us.
Yeah, well, okay, it's a mixed dream. All right, so, Franco, we got this statue. What do you want to put it at its feet? It's going to be a burrito, right? Is it going to be a burrito?
You know, funny you should say that, because that's what it was going to be.
I got you, man.
Even better.
I got
this
you
is
clocked.
Going to make him feel real good. I have a box, an unopened box of dryer sheets.
Okay, dryer sheets.
And, you know, because that sackcloth thing that he wears, it can't be... Really
no, it's probably, he probably would like to have, like, put some, like, some Bounty or something in there or something to soften up that.
Dryer sheets are the same thing. They're not Bounce.
No, it's not Bounce,
they're
right.
Up and Up brand from Target.
Well, that's great. As long as they're kosher, I think it's fine. So why don't you, all right, so Franco, you have your dryer sheets. Now, place it at his feet and say the words. Dryer sheets are softer than babies. All right, now put it. You do it. Did you do it? All right.
I did.
Put it at his little toe. Put it just stick it in his pocket of his little tunic there, if you don't mind.
Okay. They're in the tunic.
All right. Let's hear him speak. Franco, thank you. I look forward to a fruitful year and a softer year with you.
Yeah, and by the way, you killed it the other night. I was really proud of you.
Oh, the song. Yeah, that was a good one. That was hard to know.
It's a beautiful song.
It is.
Even though he's basically talking about people that got thrown off bridges and under trains.
Yeah, but you know, you realize, just to kind of very briefly about that song, you realize he repeats a lot of those names towards the end of the song.
He does.
And you start adding it up, and you're like, it's kind of, he kindly only knew like four people who died. You know, it's not that many people. But, you know,
well,
he you know,
young.
Yeah,
he
was
young.
He yeah, he was, you know, was a baby or something. All right.
But the sentiment is beautiful because we're all going to die.
Yes, I read that, actually, and I was very scared. But it's a great song, and thanks very much. Thanks, Franco. I appreciate it, man.
Okay.
All right. Bye. Boy, oh, boy. Line's going crazy. Call you Gabucci. Hello. Yeah, hey. Hello. Who's this?
Oh, hi, my name's Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah, so it's, you said it was St. Joseph's Day, and that's my name.
Oh, yeah,
and
I did.
One time
Joseph.
I was in Washington, D.C., and there's a restaurant down there called, like, Bucci de Beppi.
Yeah.
And that's similar to your name, and apparently Beppi is, like, a nickname for, like, Giuseppe, which is the Italian version of Joseph.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyway, that was interesting to me.
It might be Pepper, too, in that context.
At the foot of...
because he's a mister, because he's a car, because he's a carpenter?
Yeah, and like a worker.
Yeah, so you want to be, you want to have a productive kind of year, right? Is that what it is?
Say it again?
You want to have a productive year?
Correct.
Okay, good. So please take out that hammer and lay it across the palms of your hands and say the words with me. Are you doing the hand gestures? You're going, do it?
Yeah, very piously.
Okay, and now place it on his feet.
I have.
Giuseppe.
Thanks.
All right, wait. All right. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you.
My God, look at these lines. Call you Gabucci.
Oh, what up, Booch? Oh. How you doing, Double G?
Hey, Double G. How you doing?
You know, I'm doing well. Happy, you know, to hear that WFU is also doing well.
Yeah, we did it. We made our goal.
Yeah.
Thanks to you, I assume.
I helped.
Okay, good.
You know?
So, Double G, what do you want to put at the feet of this thing? And let's not make it too sick or upsetting.
Oh. Hey, listen. I was raised Catholic. I have some respect for.
Okay, well, this is a deconcentrated, whatever you pronounce that word.
Yeah.
You know, it's not really tied to the church.
No, it's non-denominational St. Joseph. I understand.
Mm-hmm.
But either way, I still respect, you know, other people's beliefs and non-beliefs.
Anyway, do I.
I have a couple things.
Okay.
I have, you know, this is my lucky bolt cutters.
Okay.
And I feel like, you
Lucky
know,
bolt cutters.
I want new doors to open for me this year.
Yeah.
And
well, like, these are doors that you have keys to also, or are these bolt cutters you want to try to get into?
You said we got to keep it radio friendly.
Yeah, well, okay. But we should also keep it friendly outside of the radio also. I mean, you could be as friendly as you want on the radio and then be breaking into people's houses, and it still does. Those things don't cancel it out each other. The FCC is not the moral police for everything.
Right. So I want to, you know, these are my lucky ones. I won't need these anymore because, let's just say, I need maybe St. Joseph to hold on to them for a little bit.
You want his fingerprints on it, you mean?
No. You would never find anything of me on there.
Okay, so of you. All right, let's just wedge it under his arm there, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I'm just gonna put it right there. It's fine.
Yeah, and say the words.
The Fettuccine Alfredo Giuseppe.
That's offensive, but okay. And let's do it. Ready?
Giuseppe.
All right. Thanks very much.
I got this nondescript package. Could I just leave it here for a little bit? I'll be back in like.
Yeah. Just leave it. Leave it real quick. It's not. There's nothing. There's not like batteries in it or anything like that, right?
Just make sure
broken
no
glass.
One else picks it up.
All right, man. I'll hold on to it, but at the end of the show, I'm going to have to give it to Micah, and you never know what he's going to do with it. All right. Bye. Caller Yabuchi.
Good evening, Bucci. How
you doing? Good evening, Zach. How you doing?
Doing well, Booch.
Nice to hear you
Great
last week. Yeah, thanks.
You. Nice job.
Thanks to
nice
you.
Nice singing, nice raising.
Oh, yeah, we did really well. Thank you for your support. You supported many shows, which I was always I was happy to see. I think you took place in the soaking of Andy, which also was nice.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that was very successful, too. That was super.
Shout out to Jim the Poet. I didn't know he was call screening.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Jim the Poet's back, man. Where it was so nice to see him. He sang very well at the Hoof and Mouth. He did a very good job. Joe Jackson's song, I believe. All right, Zach, what do you want to put at the feet? We could be talking so pleasantly for years and days, but let's move. We have the statue of St. Joseph that needs to be adorned. So what do you want to put on it?
Yeah, well, I was cleaning out my garage
okay.
this weekend, and I got a bunch of, does he take hazardous waste?
Like does he take, oil, what is this hazardous week motor oil? Like, you want to put a thing of motor oil at St. Joseph's feet?
I mean, it's all contained. It's labeled.
But why? What does it mean to you? Why do you want to get rid of it? It looks like you're just using this as an opportunity to offload some oil, and it doesn't have any sort of spiritual or emotional attachments at all.
I'm purging things I don't need. I was holding on to like
okay, Marie Kondo. All right, let's. All right,
some old propane canisters.
Okay, cool. So put it down, please. Say the words.
Giuseppe. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Zach. That oil is St. Joseph's problem now.
It is. Thank.
Bye. Yeah, anything could be on there. You know, people cook cookies. People even put breadcrumbs to represent sawdust since, you know, Joseph was a carpenter. Or you could put actual sawdust, your winter coat. Spring is here. Your old St. Patrick's Day top hat. Something like that. Kiss. You could kiss it for a hope of love, a hug for a hope of comfort, or a fist bump when you're not sure what your relationship is. Call it Yabuchi.
Hello.
Yes, hey. Hey, hello. Who's this?
Hero.
Oh, hey, Hero. How you do? Long time no hear from you, but nice to hear from you, basically.
Yeah. Good, I'm doing good. How
oh, good.
You?
You're doing well? I'm fine. Okay.
Good.
So, okay, Hero, I have this statue. What would you like to put it at its, what would you like to put it at its feet? Or on its head, for that matter, to kind of symbolize the year to come, or give some.
Oh well, today I was cleaning my room, mm-hmm. and I had some skeletons and stuffed animals, and so if he was ever got lonely, he might wanted those stuffed animals.
That's great. That's really great. He is lonely. I mean, because his wife. She went. She belongs to someone else now. His son gone. So like he does need a little. He could hang out with some skeletons and what other stuffed animals? What do they look like? Bears or whatnot?
Oh yeah, there's bears and dogs and stuff.
So you have skeletons. You know what? I long for the day when I just had felt and soft, cushy skeletons in my closet instead of real ones.
Oh, Bucci.
All right, this is great. All right, so get out the skeletons and the bears, and just lay them at his feet and say the words.
What?
Oh, just go. There are bears and skeletons.
Giuseppe.
Oops.
That is great, Hero. Great hearing from you, man. Call more.
All right. I'll try to.
All right. Well, yeah, just Maybe. Try. All right, buddy. Bye.
Right. Bye.
Yep, I know. These buttons. Caller Yabuchi.
Hey, Bucci, how's it going?
It's fine. Who's this?
Hey, this is Stan.
Okay, Stan. All right, Stan. Stan, we got this statue. What do you want to put it at its feet?
Well, you see, I don't think St. Joe has ever been to the southwest side of Chicago. And that's where I am.
You are, so this is, you're from the south side of Chicago.
The southwest side
of
Chicago.
Oh, the southwest side of Chicago. So go out by, where is that? What area is that? What's the area?
Well, you know, kind of over there by about 61st Street, kind of close there to Harlem Avenue there. You know where the Polish diner there is?
Not that specifically. I mean, what's the neighborhood called?
The neighborhood over here is called Clearing. It's the home of the Karolinka Polka Club, you know.
Oh, the Polka Club. Oh, that's cool. So you're a Dance With Me Stanley fan?
Oh, of course. Yeah. Of course. I'd love for Statue to come over here and play some of our records for us.
Okay, yeah. So you out there by the, it doesn't matter. Let's not get bowed down in where you're from in Chicago. All right, so what do you got? What are you putting at the St. Joseph statue? It's a big Polish holiday. They do it big in Chicago, definitely.
Absolutely. But we love all people here in Chicago. You don't have to be Polish. We like all kinds of cuisine here, and I got some cuisine for St. Joe.
Okay, so what are you going to put there?
Well, it's two things, actually. They go great together. Uh-huh. St. Joe has never had real Chicago tavern-style pizza.
Uh-huh. He's never had a deep dish. He's more of a Detroit style, or he likes a thin, he's a New York City pizza guy, or...
I don't know. You know, the New York stuff is kind of overrated. I think maybe he would like the Quad City style, you know, with the malted crust.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, the deep dish is it's more of a casserole than a pizza. I kind of tend to say, but it's a delicious casserole. But it's more of like a special occasion pizza, whereas like a New York City pizza is more of a disposable pizza.
Yeah, you know that Chicago. That's for the
this accent. I don't know about this accent. All right, so is that what you're putting at its feet? Some deep dish?
No. Chicago's a thin crust cut like squares. It's called tavern style.
I thought that was Detroit style. I thought that was Detroit style pizza.
No, Detroit style, the whole thing is square. We cut ours. It's a circle, but we cut it like squares.
God, I guess I know what you're talking about. Yeah, all right.
Hey, next time you come over, we'll buy you.
Okay, so we're going to put some of this pizza at his feet. Say the words, please.
But he also needs something to wash it down with.
Okay, what?
A six-pack of old
hams?
Style.
Oh, no, I was going to say hams. Old style. Okay.
Old style. This is Chicago. I want to welcome him.
All right. All right, man. So you're going to give him a Chicago handshake? You're going to give him the old style and the Malort shot?
Hey, whatever he wants.
All right. Say the words, Stan. Like that. All right. Put it at his feet. All right. Bada bing, bada boom.
Love you, Boots.
Love you.
Tar.
All right. That was great. Caller Yabuchi. Hello.
Oh, it's me.
Yeah, it's you, man. Who is this?
Hey, it's
I forgot
Addy.
To do the bell.
Hi, Bucci.
Hey, Addy. Oh, hey, Addy. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good talking to you.
Oh, good. Good. What's the deal with St. Joseph? St. Joe. What is he like?
Well, he's Jesus's dad. He right. is kind of, there's a, you know, there's all sorts of, you know, he's a carpenter, so he's a person who kind of embodies hard work and piety. This statue doesn't really do any of those things because it's not connected to Jesus in any way. It's just a statue. Sometimes a statue is just a statue. So this is just a statue that has meaning because you callers are putting meaning on it. And also I have okay. said so. So if you want to put something on there, like a fig or, you know, more fava beans or your resume, something like that, whatever you want, yeah. put on yeah, the
I'm
statue.
Gonna, and we I'm going to put down a 30-hour work week. And like healthcare for all workers.
Wait, how is it? What does that look like? You're gonna put a third.
It just is. I think you know.
Are you writing it on a piece of paper?
Yeah.
Okay.
On a piece of
so paper. You've written, "I want a 30-hour work week," which I agree with you there. Though I might, I think minus ten of those hours. But like, and then free healthcare, all universal healthcare.
Yeah, it says we want. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, that's great. Put it on there. First, you've got to say the words though.
All right, solidarity.
No, no, that's not the words.
Giuseppe. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Addy. Okay. Always good to hear from you. And that that's how you do it. That's how you have a nice nice time. Is that a Bucci adage? No. Yeah, whatever. Catcher's mask. Turkish apricots. There's a bunch of Turkish apricots downstairs at WFMU. Like a someone brought a giant amount of Turkish apricots. So you can just put them there to represent, I don't know, apricots. Call you Gabucci.
Is it me?
Yeah, this is you. Who's this?
Yeah, hey, man. This is Seth. How you doing?
Oh, hey, Seth. How you doing, man? I'm fine.
Oh, you know, I'm doing.
Oh, interesting.
Could be better, could be worse, could be worse, could be better.
Hold on, I'm writing this down. Could be better. All right, so wait, Seth, what is what do you want to put it at Joey C's feet?
Mr. Joe, St. Joe.
St. Giuseppe. San Giuseppe.
Yeah.
What do you want to put there?
Just I want to get him some of those owl pellets. That you know, owls, they'll regurgitate and then spit them out, after, you know, the stuff they don't need after they eat, like the hair and the bones and stuff.
Uh-huh. So you've been following around owls and collecting these things, I imagine? Or do they have a...
Well, no, that's what I want. I've got to go find some, but that's my intention. That's what I want to put there.
So you want to put a bunch of owl pellets at St. Joseph's Feast, which I can totally understand that,
yes.
But you don't...
Yes. Yeah,
you don't actually have these things? Is that what you're saying?
Could you say it again? It cut out a little bit, sir.
You don't have any owl pellets. These are all theoretical owl pellets.
Yeah, well, I figure him being the patron saint of carpentry, he might have some materials in there that he could
carpenters don't make owl pellets unless you're some sort of owl. I mean, they, you know, they don't eat mice and spit up the bones into a pellet form.
Plus, you don't know, I don't know exactly what the rodents or little birds or whatever, salamanders, what they have in their bellies.
Okay, so.
But the bones are good. Bones
all right,
are good.
All right.
Hair has been used in
the. Can you just put a bag of hair and bones at his feet then instead? It's not in pellet form. Do you have at least that, Seth?
No. Well, yeah. I got to go find those too, but I figure it's probably easier.
All right.
Okay,
you know what? You know, I don't know, man. I can't. What are you going to put at his feet? You don't have anything.
Well, I don't want to. All right, no, not yet. But I will.
All right, next week.
Find him, but
all right.
I want to get him. I want to put not at his feet. I think he. I want to get him a shirt that says "World's Greatest Stepdad of All Time,"
mm-hmm.
And I have that ready to go.
Oh, put that there. Why don't you put that? Put that.
All
right, drape that over his head right now. Do it. You got to say the words. Yep.
I love God.
I love you.
All right. Thanks, Seth. It's down. Oh, my Lord. Owl pellets. Yeah, he's talking all hot. He's talking all big. I'm going to put owl pellets at St. Joseph's feet. San Giuseppe. I'm like, all right, great. Do it. Oh, I don't have them yet. Michael, what am I going to do with these people? He's not listening. Call her Igabuchi. Hello? Hello, you're on the radio. You can't put silence. I mean, I guess. Oh, just saw you at the, heard you at the very end there, buddy. We got 3 minutes if you want to call back. 201-209-9368. We're putting offerings at the feet of St. Joseph. Mike is probably mad at me because I'm talking about St. Joseph. He's like, Bucci, I talk about St. Joseph. You have no right to talk about him without... Do you want to put anything at his feet?
How about a nice... gefilte fish salad sandwich.
Oh, that sounds good. And what does that represent to you?
Well, we're, you know, he's Jewish, I'm Jewish.
Sure.
It reminds him of his roots.
Got it. All right. Micah, you got to say the prayer of...
Giuseppe
Bucci.
All right. What do we got? One more call? We got him.
Yeah, I got disconnected.
Oh, here you are, man. You're connected now. Who's this?
Ave Maria, piena di grazia. Il Signore è con te.
All right, your lips to God's ears, chum.
Ding, ding, ding.
All right. Well, we have two more minutes if you want to call in. This St. Joseph is going back in the closet after today. You know, I'm going to go get some Zeppole. I'm going to feed me and my recent wife, some powdered donuts, you know, figuratively. So, anyway, that was great. I hope everyone is now comforted and feels more secure. Not only have you pledged to support and keep alive the best station in the world, but you have also brought something back to yourself. You know, not only just the swag that we give out or the T-shirts, but some luck and hopefulness for the year, which we all obviously need because everything is outside of WFMU. Terrible. But we're not outside of WFMU. We're right here on WFMU, East Orange, WMFU, Mount Hope, New York City, and Rockland County at WFMU.org. And that's it. I forgot the rest of the thing. So anyway, you want to call quick. 20 seconds. 201-209-9368. Anything could be a thing. I'm going to put... I am going to... People are like, what am I going to put? I'm going to put a wig. I'm going to put a nice long wig on it, symbolizing change for the coming year and, costume parties. I hope I go to a bunch of those this year. So right now it's the music of Mind Control. He's going to be talking more about St. Joseph than I am, and probably more scholarly than I would ever do it. And music of Mind Control with Micah, who listens to Bucci. You do Ducci.
I'll never be the writer of a symphony, for you see I have a simple mind. And I won't be the one you're seeing on TV. The agent said he couldn't use my kind. But I can sing a simple tune of the love.